This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, good morning. You're listening to Resource Centre. My name is Majida Hashim. We are now at the last week of September, and that means we have our friends from Open Minds Resources in the studio for our monthly dose of digital marketing updates. This time around, we are joined by Daryl Tan, co-founder of Open Minds, and Ryan Ng, social media consultant of Open Minds. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Majida.
Hey. I understand that this month there are so many updates. You guys took some time to filter through to get through to everything.
That is right. It is a lot, actually. Yeah. We filtered through a bunch of them. And hopefully, well, today we'll bring you some great updates.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just dive right in. Sure. What have you got for us today to start off with?
So last month, we talked a lot on the four most common social media platforms here in Malaysia, namely Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. That was the last month, right? So this month, we'll be discussing on how Facebook is trying to leverage on Instagram stories.
Oh, okay.
In fact, some stuff they have also omitted from their services. And then we'll move into Canvas ads on Instagram stories, new update from Twitter as well. You hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, something that we've always been waiting for, and this is WhatsApp for Business.
On everyone's favorite app, of course.
Yes, correct. So we will dive into that. We are excited to tell you more about that as well on the later session. Yeah.
So we'll start off with Facebook.
So as we all know, Facebook story, nobody seems to be really posting stories on Facebook.
Sometimes you don't even remember that it is there.
You don't realize, right? Yeah. I don't really do it. I have a number of friends on Facebook, and I don't see a lot of stories.
Everyone's on Facebook.
The first place I go to look at stories is always Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's somehow better there, but of course it's good while Facebook owns Instagram, so they can leverage on the platform. Yeah, and right now what they're trying to do is do a cross posting for, so when you post your stories on Instagram, you can actually
see it on Facebook.
Oh,
I see.
Right, that's right. So Instagram has come a long way, right? Instagram, from the Snapchat days, you know, they use Snapchat as an inspiration for them, right? And eventually growing even bigger than Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the success really never replicated on Facebook in terms of stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way that they are trying their best to leverage.
Could it be because Facebook Live is very popular on Facebook and stories is
the thing about, we've also covered this, that Facebook in the beginning beginning of this year, they focused a lot on video.
Yeah.
Right. So eventually stories is a form of video as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I guess there is a lot of interest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interest in this whole video medium or content. And especially now with stories, disappearing videos, right? Or stories.
Yeah. You just have it there for a while and then after it disappears after 24 hours.
Correct, yeah. And you don't have to put in like a lot of effort into your stories, and people just accept it and find it fun.
Mm. And people like editing it as well, right? You have all these filters and you can...
Yeah, you got a bit of raw creativity in there. Which is nice, it's good.
And we spoke about that as well before this.
Correct, that's right.
But you mentioned as well that they are discontinuing some ad formats as well.
Yeah, so these 17 ad formats, some of them not used even at all.
I think some of us
often
don't even realize that it is there.
Yeah. Some of it, or rather most of it, some of us don't even realize it's there. I'll bring you some. There are 17 of them. Won't go through all 17 of them. But I'll give you maybe the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, like boosting share of products from shops.
Okay.
Boosting the share of a story about a for sale post. Boosting a check-in on a map, whether it's a restaurant or city. Boosting the share of a note, or even boosting the share of a poll.
Mm.
Right. And not a lot of people actually spend money on this, like notes and poll. You know, businesses might not write a lot of content on their notes, for example, or do a lot of poll that require them to even pump money in to get greater reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are 17 of them. You can find them online.
Mm-hmm.
But they have indeed taken all this out. This is to better help advertisers drive business outcomes, you know, while providing consumers with more engaging experience. Because if you have too many objectives as well, well, at the end of the day, marketers will not know what works best or what to do, or they're not focused in that sense.
Mm.
But don't worry, those people who are still on it,
yeah,
right? You have to about 29 September 2017, after that you have all delivery of these ads being paused. So it's up to then. You can still run it. Until then,
so you if know, you've paid after, for it, don't worry, it's not going to disappear.
Correct. It will just stop. It will stop delivery.
Some of these ad posts are just really strange, like boosting change your profile picture. I doubt anyone will ever use those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those are really, really in-depth. And if you look at how companies run nowadays on social media, they're really, really focused on a few objectives. That's all: awareness, reach, conversion, maybe app downloads, lead generation. And all these, you already have so many features on social media, or rather on Facebook, on objectives and funnels to go through, and even A/B testings on different content. And so many things to do already. Mm-hmm. You know, that will actually land you your objective. You know? So you don't really kind of need all this added fluff.
I think Facebook has really done the job for everyone. These are the tools that really work, and you don't have to confuse a lot of businesses with should I try this.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's streamlining, which is good. Well, Facebook, Instagram, they do a lot of cleanups. I guess this is just one of their ad cleanups.
So it feels as if it's like every quarter they would try out something and they would remove some things?
Yes, according to them, yes, mostly every quarter Facebook will remove certain ad formats, the ineffective, in driving even conversion or certain marketing objectives. And they will introduce new ones. In fact, if you look at how Facebook videos or Canvas and all has appeared over time, you can see they're introducing more. They're sticking to the same, can say a same medium, a same type, whether it's a video or visual, but it's very focused on how you bring the user through the journey.
Yeah.
Right? So some are more affected by video, some are affected by canvases, some need more information, you know. So these are the types of objectives or features that a marketer just needs to know which one drives better, or even carousel, for example.
So now that Instagram stories can be seen on Facebook, do you think people will watch more Facebook stories?
It's very tough to say as of now. It also depends on how many people, businesses actually do that cross-posting. It's also dependent on that. And if you have cross-posting, that means to say that only if you're more active on one of the platforms, then you won't get, you know, bored because you'll be watching the same content. You know, even now, even pictures, they're able to cross-post on Instagram. So I see the same picture, the same caption. To me, it's like, oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, because people are usually following multi-channels at the same time.
Yeah,
you don't
correct.
Just want the other.
Yeah, correct. But I mean, there are benefits there.
There
are benefits for multi-channel, like you just said, multi-channel dissemination of content. You create a single post and you post it there. Increase in brand recall. So the more times you see it, the higher your brand recall will be. So some benefits like that.
It's just a wider audience that you will be able to reach more times.
Correct. There is potential. There is a potential of increase in different and a wider type of audience.
Cool. Now we'll jump right into the Instagram update.
All right. Since Instagram.
For this one.
So, okay, one of the updates is to create a seamless extension of the full screen experience in the form of an integration with Facebook Canvas.
Okay.
So, advertisers will now be able to use the Canvas ad tools that are on Facebook to create Canvas ads to put on Instagram stories.
So, they're both learning from each other now.
Yeah.
Of course, they're both in the same company.
Yeah, of course.
That helps. Can you tell us more
about
this?
You can really see they're trying to integrate each other's features and, you know, in terms of cross-posting and cross-platform. And on top of that, Instagram is also launching an uploading tool that allows businesses to use existing organic stories that they have to create ads within their own chosen platform.
Okay.
Either within the new and improved Power Editor or the Ads Manager.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So previously, before this, you know, you see advertisers coming up with videos, you know, high quality videos, high production videos, and then putting it on Instagram Stories ad. What this will allow is the businesses to do is to make a more relevant kind of content for the users, and it's more native in a sense that it looks more real. It looks like a person that's posting all these Instagram stories.
So it will not look like one of those high budget corporate videos, but it will look as if it's been taken from a phone itself.
Because you will be able to take straight from your Instagram stories feature, and once you post it, we believe you'll be able to boost it on the spot.
And it's interesting to see that Instagram feels that people take more to more personal videos than big high-budget corporate ones with all these effects and stuff like that. Yeah. That's interesting.
In fact, one of the articles I've read recently have mentioned that, you know, those perfect grid that businesses are having on Instagram, it's having less reach and less impact compared to a more organic type of feed nowadays.
There's other changes as well, right? Or other additions as well that we have on Instagram stories?
Yep. The third change is building on what Daryl mentioned earlier, which is the ability to add Instagram stories to all placements, which includes on Facebook alone, Instagram, and the audience network.
What's audience network?
So what audience network means that, you know, Facebook has partnerships with a few third-party apps and third-party websites. So when you choose Ad Audience Network as your platform for your ads will either appear on these apps that Facebook has partnership with or the websites that they are currently partnered.
And there's one more.
Yeah. And lastly, Instagram is making its stories even more visible by giving us the opportunity to share our favorite clips with our friends.
Oh, there's a sharing now for stories.
So, so far you could only, you know, either reply directly to a story through a direct message or, you know, by sending a video or a picture back through stories alone. But now when you discover an interesting story or an interesting Instagram ad, stories ad that you want to share with your friends, you can just tap the direct icon, which is the, you know, the paper plane icon on the bottom right. And you'll be able to select either a few friends or a group to share it with. So whenever someone sends you a shares a Instagram story with you, it will appear normally like one of those direct messages on your top right.
Oh, okay. So what are the benefits of all these things that we've gotten from Instagram?
I think especially with the Canvas tools, advertisers will be able to use the creative versatility and interactivity of the ad format to tell a compelling brand and product stories. And also, you know, of course, with an interactivity, you know, they'll be able to capture the attention of customers with just one single ad instead of having to spam a few Instagram stories ad.
It's interesting you see that the trend moving in that direction again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So back to the whole full screen experience.
Right.
Yeah. We're estimating that, you know, more storytellers will move to the whole portrait mode shooting compared to, you know, the old and traditional landscape shooting.
Okay, guys. I am speaking to Daryl Tan, co-founder of Open Minds, and Ryan Ng, social media consultant of Open Minds, on this month's edition of Digital Marketing Updates. When we come back, Daryl and Ryan will have updates for us on WhatsApp and Twitter, so stay tuned right here on BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Resource Centre. My name is Majida Hashim. On Digital Marketing Updates today, I'm joined by Daryl Tan, co-founder of Open Minds, and Ryan Ng, social media consultant on Open Minds. Just before the break, we were talking about what's new with Facebook and Instagram. And if you missed that, don't worry. You can easily get this show on podcast by downloading the BFM app on Apple Store and Google Play. Moving on with this month's updates, we have everyone's favorite app coming on, and that is WhatsApp.
Correct, WhatsApp. And now we are talking about WhatsApp for Business.
Okay. We've had some mentions about this over BizBytes before, but we really want to speak to someone with more in-depth about this.
Yeah, so this has been a long time wait. So if you know WhatsApp, their main vision and their main idea about WhatsApp is all about communication. And when we say communication, it's communication between person to person,
mm-hmm.
right? It's always the communication between whether family or friends or sometimes now even strangers. Yeah. You get that one-on-one with them, or now even they introduce groups, right? So with groups, again, it's communication. You're trying to feed information. You're trying to get something, a response, right?
Yeah.
And it's always about people. So now what WhatsApp has done is that it has gone, of course, and focused more on businesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, time and time again, a lot of people ask, you know, oh, why is WhatsApp going to business? Well, it comes a point of time mm-hmm. where businesses will also want a piece of that. Yeah, because that's where all the consumers are as well.
A billion people on WhatsApp.
A billion people. Yeah, and you look at this, it's quite smart of Facebook, again, to acquire Instagram. You know, they're really active uh-huh. right now. And now you have WhatsApp running on a billion users, tremendous database, mm-hmm. right? And it's only, well, can say it's fair and makes sense to go on a business platform, right? Yeah. Make it more enterprise, yeah.
There are a lot of companies who already have, even before this came out, they have their company WhatsApp number. So how is this different? How is having a verified business account different from just buying another number?
Yeah, so it's, we will figure it's roughly the same. You probably still need a business number.
Mm-hmm.
Just that this time you're with the verified business.
That number is verified.
Correct. That specific number is verified, and you know that, you know, this is a specific business account where you can use this number, specific number, to then speak to your customers.
Okay.
In that sense. And because if you look at how automation is running right now, eventually, you know, people or customers can even opt to get information or updates through WhatsApp itself. Even now on Messenger, you can do that. You buy a product online. What you can do is you can actually opt to get information or even your invoices and quotations and delivery status all on Messenger.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same for WhatsApp. You know, it's, I don't think it will run too far. Mm-hmm. Again, Messenger, Facebook is the same company.
Everybody already has that app exactly, already anyway.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do again is almost to a certain extent, 80% replicating what they have on their different platforms that are owned by the same company, right? And this, again, I think a lot of people will be worried to a certain extent, but I think as long as we get used to this medium of communication, I don't think, I feel there'll be more upside to it than down, you know, the more pro than cons.
Yeah, I mean, this will definitely filter out questionable or dubious companies, because sometimes you get a WhatsApp messenger, claims to be from this bank or company, but you're not too sure, it could be someone else.
Correct. As of now, we don't know the full extent of the verified business page, because it's, of course, not in Malaysia yet. There are some already being tested overseas, and they have this verified business account.
Mm-hmm.
But criteria into getting a verified page is still widely unknown.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you may have to go through some criteria, some screening, you know.
They have to do get some kind of checking, yeah.
Yeah, to make sure that there's some trust, you know, there's business trust, and also customers and consumers, they trust the brand, or rather WhatsApp as a company, to make sure that they filter through legit companies, like you mentioned.
Will they have like those little tick, like Twitter has this like verified
account?
Yeah,
correct. So it's like a green badge.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a green badge.
Of course it's green, right? Yeah, correct.
I mean, it's not if it comes to Malaysia. When it comes to Malaysia, how can businesses use this? What's the best way?
So if you look at, again, going back to the first point, the original point of WhatsApp being a communication tool, right? So if you look at this and you stem from that foundation, basically users or even companies, businesses just can leverage on this to disseminate more information, but hopefully information that are more in relation to what you want to see. Meaning to say, if you opt in to buy a certain product and you want to receive more information from there instead through an EDM, for example, you know, then you get information from there quicker, faster, more seamless. You know, I'm more my WhatsApp compared to my email, but both I'm very active on. But if you were to take one away, you know, I think WhatsApp plays a very much bigger role in my life.
Yeah.
I think now, in terms of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you instantly get to see if somebody has read your message or not, if you have that feature turned on.
And now WhatsApp, well, you can put pictures, documents.
Yeah.
So technically it has covered, it's almost trying, you know, to put to death email, right? In that sense,
I can see how this would be so convenient for airlines, for example, to share whether your flight's being delayed.
Correct. And to a certain extent, it's free.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you're connected, it's free. Right. Mm. And even to businesses, in that sense, right? Mm-hmm. You send out a WhatsApp, can consider free. Right, compared to a SMS blast, you know, where you get charged.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for when companies have this channel open for customer complaints.
Yes.
So it'd be really easy to get these things.
Yes,
true.
Definitely. I think a lot of businesses, like you said, now also are on WhatsApp already.
Customer feedback.
More politically correct. Mm. Yeah. So you do get people, you know, probably giving their feedbacks on WhatsApp. You get people giving their feedback already on Messenger, on Twitter. You know, they become more a customer service platform.
I actually really, as a company, would really appreciate that customer tells me like something's off with my product or with at my space.
Exactly.
Immediately, so I can take action.
Immediately. That's the key word right there. Yeah. I think a lot of times us as consumers right now, we are, sad to say, a bit impatient.
Mm.
And we would like immediate response to even justify a good experience from your brand.
Yes, and I would rather they WhatsApp me as a company directly instead of blasting it on social media.
So
this could be like a one step before that.
Correct.
And
I think as consumers, we need to be smart in which business we opt ourselves in.
In a sense,
you know, if you speak to a business or you buy something and you allow, you know, them to send information through WhatsApp, I mean, the onus is on you as well, the consumer, right? Who you want to contact you.
Mm.
You know, then there are people also asking, you know, in that sense, if they know your number, can they contact you? Because they can WhatsApp video or call you,
I can imagine all the telemarketers just waiting to attack me.
Exactly. But again, there's a setting WhatsApp.
Okay.
Just say, you know, block this number in terms of call.
I can opt out.
Yeah, you can opt out. In that sense, you have to, you know, your own self, go into your own settings and this particular number, no calls.
I don't want this
person. Just message, it's fine. Yeah. Mm. So, still possible, you know.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, today we will be talking about Twitter.
We have a short but sweet update from Twitter.
I like short and sweet.
So, up until recently, Twitter's tweet deck was not available for iOS and Android.
That
allows users to have different users and different roles to manage their Twitter business pages.
Oh, these are roles, because I know on mobile I have like different Twitter accounts, but these are roles for Twitter on TweetDeck. Okay.
So before this, all users were forced to share a single account password with multiple people. So now, you know, everyone who's managing a Twitter business page, you know, can rejoice, because Twitter has announced TweetDeck onto iOS and Android mobile platforms. Back in 2015, Twitter launched TweetDeck teams on web, Chrome, and Windows for multiple people in a team managing a single Twitter account to stop sharing the same password.
Okay.
So now TweetDeck is finally available on iOS and Android mobile platforms as well to allow for easier access.
Okay.
So how TweetDeck works is it divides the team into three roles. You start from the lower access. So there's contributors, admins, and owners.
Okay.
So for contributors, they can only take action on behalf of the team account, meaning they can only retweet, tweet, direct message, and all those sorts. As for admins can invite others to access the account as either admins or contributor.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, they will be able to take actions on behalf of the account as well. And then we have the highest access, which are the owners of the accounts. So owners, they can manage the passwords, the phone numbers, and the login verification settings.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they will be able to do what the admins and contributors are able to do as well.
This is really convenient, because before this, when everybody was sharing one password, it just takes one person to play around with the settings and everybody else has to look at it. It's like, hey, something different happened.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the benefits for this is, you know, it allows more privacy for businesses to easily manage different users on a business account, meaning like change role, remove, and all the stuff. You'll also be able to detect changes made by and
who made this change, who changed my settings.
Yeah. And also the fact that you don't have to share the same password anymore.
Okay.
That's a big plus, because you know it takes one person to leak out the password for you to have a social media
everybody
disaster
gets it
on
now.
Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting.
So, you know, another benefit is, you know, you to be able to do it on a mobile platform, mm-hmm. it means that you can do it anytime, anywhere, you know, wherever you're comfortable with. You know, if you have any urgent updates, you don't have to whip out your laptop or go to your desktop, you know, just bring out your phone and then do the update.
Or if a company is really secretive, everybody only that one person can tweet and everybody has to locate that person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, so we've got another month of really exciting updates, guys, and this is kind of heavy duty. Actually, it's pretty interesting to see how social media tests things out.
Yeah, stories came about.
Stories came out in 2016.
2016, like
only
last
starting
year.
Starting this year, you know,
that
you
it
get
really
to advertise on using Instagram stories.
And it's already evolved so much in just like the last few months.
Oh, yes. If you look at all the social, the big giants, the digital social media tech giants out there, they test things on a daily basis.
And it's not, it's like they test it out in the real world and see what works and what doesn't
actually,
work.
Sometimes they even do some. That's why if you look at simple stuff like our apps, if you look at my Facebook app, you look at your Facebook app, look at Ryan's Facebook, it's totally different.
It changes.
It can be different. We have different icons. We have different placements of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's where you can see exactly the testing things out.
Yeah. And if you've seen Facebook over the years, it used to be in blocks. Then the timeline thing came about. Now we're talking about stories.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Wow. You're talking about ads. You're talking about monetization as well. I mean, yeah, people need to make money, right? For it to move on, and but at least they are also trying to make ads more friendly.
Yeah, they are. It's in your face.
Correct, it's not
anymore.
In your face, and I think to a certain extent, we have to be grateful for that as well. Yeah. I mean, marketers then now will have a lot more to learn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have choices, and I think in that sense, like we were discussing earlier on about you know how some people don't want to be bombarded by certain information, or they don't want to be looking at things that are not organic, right, or not relevant.
Yeah.
They are too perfect in that sense. Ads nowadays cater to, you know, different content to different people.
Mm. Yeah. I really appreciate that ads are now targeted things that I'll be interested in. And I also really appreciate the opt-out for things that I might not be interested in. I'm happy that they put that option in.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it gives more sense, of course, it gives more power to the user, but then to the marketers, it tells you, hey, you better do
be
a
smart,
great job.
Really,
be smart and with your ads.
Yeah. So thanks, guys, for coming in this month. My name is Majidah Hashim, and I've been speaking to Daryl Tan and Ryan Ng from Open Minds Resources on this month's edition of Digital Marketing Updates. This has been Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.